punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Current weather conditions are really nice for July. 79 degrees right now. Winds out in the northeast at 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 13 miles an hour. And humidity is 71%. Wow, what a great weekend. I hope everybody got a good rain. It was crazy last night. I know, looking at the Mesonet, that everybody from Wheeler to Canadian to Arnett, all the way to Tologa to Thomas, just our whole area got a lot of rain. There was some pockets that wasn't so lucky and got 3 or 4 or 5 tenths, but we'll take anything we can get. I know I got a little over an inch at my house, and down there west of Willow where my cows are, they got over the whole weekend, I had two different rains down there, or three different rains, and we got almost 3 inches down there. The grass is green, the cows are fat as ticks, but we got flies too. So I'm glad that was a great deal last night with that rain. Hope everybody enjoys that. I know some of my buddies got some hay rained on, but thank you for cutting your hay so it'll rain. But Our text line is 580-225-9697. If you want the gentleman I got on today that I'll be having a conversation with, if you got any questions for him, got any questions for me, got any recommendations, please text it in at 580-225-9697. I had a really great story that a friend of mine that farms and ranches up by Grimes told me yesterday. They come over to the gun show at Elk City, and they went over to friends at Canute to get a pizza. And he's a Vietnam vet. He's also a Desert Storm vet. And because I went to Desert Storm with him, he said that he went to pay out, and they told him that somebody had paid for his dinner because he was wearing his Vietnam vet hat. He said that's the first time in over 50 years since he got back from Vietnam that somebody had bought his meal, and he was really appreciative of it. So that was a really good story. I mean, we all love our veterans, we love our police, we love our EMS, we love our firemen, but you know, those veterans, they just hold a special spot in my heart, and I'm glad that happened. But thank you for sharing that story with me, Mr. Walker. Penny News. We got last week's reports on all the stockyards reports in there from Hobart, Elk City, Western Oklahoma, livestock at Clinton, Woodward, all the reports in there. So grab your Penny News in addition to that and read all the reports in there. They're on that two-page section in there that's called Today in Ag. But today I have Bernie Hansen with SEB Farms out of Womego, Kansas. He and I will be talking about a system that he's developed that helps feed land, animals, and people. So I'll be right back after this.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 9th. 11.45 head were sold. 5 head of steers at $291 brought $217. 5 at $484 brought $189. 7 at $534 brought $155. 3 at $670 brought $155. 14 at $754 brought $136.50. 7 at $905 brought $138. 4 head of heifers at $316 brought $160. 9 at $471 brought $147. 4 at $536 brought $137. 10 at $577 brought $135. 6 at $643 brought $138. 3 at $765 brought $137. Butcher cows were $65.50 to $84. Bred cows $710 to $14.50. Butcher bulls $82.50 to $111.50. Pairs brought $300 to $17.75. Elk City Livestock Auction, South Highway 6 in Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Myth: all cell phone providers have the same coverage. Fact: Cell phone carriers are not created equal. Most carriers put their focus on national and metro areas, while employees at Pioneer Cellular puts their focus on you. At Pioneer, we have over 400 cell phone towers that are located where you need them the most. You're covered, and that's the truth. Call us today at 800-641-2732 or visit GoPioneer.com to learn more about our coverage.
What makes the perfect workout? Being able to ride, lift, and stretch in one place with motivating instructors.
Y'all look so good out there, Peloton.
Classes that always work around your busy summer schedule.
Push, Peloton. You've got 20 minutes of opportunity on this ride.
Instructor-curated playlists for every mood.
Let's turn it up. Come on.
Now what if you had it all? Ride it home. The Peloton Bike. Nothing like working out from home. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Hey, welcome back. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Weather conditions right now, 79 degrees, wind out of northeast. It's nice out there for latter part of July. Believe me, we all know. Well, today I have a gentleman here with SEB Farms out of Wamego, Kansas, Bernie Hansen. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
And so are you guys as wet up there as we are here?
Yes, and I heard your intro there, and in the last 5 days, we've had about 5 inches of rain. Here, I'm on kind of the eastern side in the Flint Hills grassland, and we've actually been pretty lucky. Some people out west have not been as lucky, but they are getting some rain now, thank God.
Well, if I remember right, from living in Kansas, Wamego, Kansas is on the Kansas River, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, oh, cool. Sure is.
That's I work down there at Eudora, and that's where the Kansas River come through there. But man, when it meets the Missouri, there in Kansas City, it can get wild down there when the rain's pouring.
In a hurry. That's right.
Them's two big rivers.
So, yeah, that is correct. Yeah, I'm about where I'm at right now, about 2 miles from it.
Oh, cool. Well, tell of our listeners a little bit about you.
Well, I grew up in Kansas, and I know you don't want to talk about it, but I went to Kansas State University.
Oh, I'm
good with
that.
And then I got into the meat business and spent most of my career in the meat business. And what we did was we cut and vacuum package products that went into the hotel restaurant. They call it HRI, Hotel Restaurant Institutional Business. And we actually started vacuum packaging meat, and we're one of the first in the business to sell it through food service distributors. And then as the years went on, it got more difficult for a little guy like us. We weren't very big. As a matter of fact, when I started, it was a custom locker plant. And in the early 90s, we started developing pre-cooked products. And we ended up creating a category that's in, I'm sure you can get it in pretty much every store in Oklahoma today. And it's the ready-to-heat line of products where you can just take microwavable pot roast, beef tips and gravy and stuff like that. We created that technology and ended up selling that company to Hormel years ago. And so my deal has always been creating value-added products in undervalued cuts of beef, pork, those types of items.
Right. Yeah, because I actually, not today, but even up to last year ago, I carried those out to the rig locations with me when I was either in North Dakota or South Texas, because we're miles and miles from grocery stores. I ate the stuff from Hormel. So
good, Good deal. We appreciate that.
Own stock in that, or what? You sure happy
no,
about
no,
that?
No, 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 no. Hell, they ran me off. And I was too dumb to quit. That's how I got into SCB.
You were raised in Kansas, right?
Yeah.
You going to tell everybody out there how old you are?
Yeah, 73, going on 29. And, too dumb to quit. Yeah. Typical farmer, you know.
So, what does SEB Farms actually do now?
Yeah, well, let me give you a hats off. You opened up there with one of the things about the veterans and stuff, and SEB Farms actually stands for Stephen E. Brown, a very long-time friend of mine who was a Vietnam hero, still alive in Eureka, Kansas, and became the head grading coordinator for the USDA Department of Agriculture and helped develop this program over the years as we studied the changes that we could make to the animal's life. So anyway, it is named in his honor, just like you were saying. Hats off to those veterans and our thanks to that. So,
thank you. Thanks for sharing that.
You bet. And so what happened was I got out of there, Hormel, we had a joint venture with them, which was highly unusual, and we sold out in 2005. That plant's down in Alma, Kansas, just rocking and rolling 24 hours a day making those products. And so I continued to work in value-added products, and a lot of the work was done with Kansas State University. And what we were studying, Jimmy, and still are, is the feeding of essential fatty acids to animals and the response to that. Now, that sounds pretty impressive, but actually our great-grandfathers did it. They fed flax to the cow and the horse and found out that they didn't need the vet as often. Huh. That's really the root of the technology, and we started out by taking flax. Now, a cow's got that wonderful thing that nobody's ever figured out, how she can eat green grass and make white milk and through that rumen. And so if you put too much fat in there, that can really affect the rumen. And what we've done is developed the technology with the help of Kansas State, and now we're working with some other universities to feed those fats, and they're unsaturated fats, get them through the rumen and into the marbling of the beet. And so we can essentially today make you a hamburger that, or you can, your farmers can, make a hamburger that has more unsaturated fat, eats the same, tastes the same, but it actually has what they call a lower 6-3 ratio. I'll quickly tell you, a 6-3 ratio is the ratio of omegas.
Okay.
That's what they talk about on seafood. That's what they talk about on healthy, better for you foods, and that's what they hit a lot about when they don't want you to eat meat because of the saturated fats. We actually have a solution for that, and we're preparing as you speak to take it to market in a big way. And so what this does is it really lowers that 6-3. Omega-6 is, in essence, the basics are, those are the inflammatory ones, and the omega-3s are the healing, anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
And our system dramatically changes that in the meat product. And I don't want to go, I can go as deep as you want, but it's not necessary. It's stuff that the consumer is looking for today and that they're very interested in.
Well, you're listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO, and I have Bernie Henson in here from SEB Farms talking about how to improve our land, our cattle, and our people. And if you're just joining us, and you're I was reading the deal on the Omega 6.3 ratios for the, you know, the one thing I noticed about what you and I talked about a couple weeks ago and what I've been reading and stuff, you have the consumer in mind.
Yes, that 100%. That's where everything we're doing today, Jimmy, relates to the consumer. You know, they talk about wanting to know dirt to dinner, and we think it's dinner to dirt, actually, because the consumer, we're after the, we want to help them, but we're after their money, actually.
Yep. And well, and that the, that's American, isn't it?
Yeah, you're damn right.
It's America, but I was really when you sent me that link there early last week, and I was reading, you know, the deal about better fed animals, better fed foods, and the whole nine yards, better fed land. It was crazy. So, how are you working to improve the farmer's income? Because in there on your deal, it says you're working, because that seems like the, I didn't mean to ask a question and then not follow here, but, you know, it seems like right now that the news you're hearing out there in the ag industry is the producer's not making enough, the packer's making this, and this guy's making that, and this guy's making that. And so what can farmers do to improve their profit with your system?
What the simplest thing is, as we make this product, it's called Great O, Great, G-R-E-A-T, Great O. That refers 5,000 years ago to the Great Omega, okay?
Right.
And so we make Great O feeds, and the simplest form is in lick tubs for the cows and the calves or the bulls, and we have got the technology to where it's similar to what's out there from a stress tub standpoint, but our technology takes it a lot further because we actually grow our own algae, which has longer chain fatty acids. I don't want to get too complicated.
No, you're not.
The more omega-3s you can get, it lowers that inflammation level in the cow, calf, doesn't make any difference. It's all kinds of proof out there from worldwide studies that the omegas help the repro. It helps not necessarily the amount of semen, but the mobility of the semen. These are proven things. What we're able to do is deliver it in a lick tub. We never had the technology until about a year ago to where we really started seeing the ability to deliver these small amounts. Another simple way to look at it is they harp at us all the time to eat more seafood, eat more of this. Well, the seafood's real short in Kansas right now. And so what the customer does is...
Well, there's no shrimp in Kansas River?
No, some shrimps, but no shrimp. That's right. So they tell us to go eat seafood. What the consumer's done, Jimmy, is gone to the grocery store and bought tilapia fish. That's one of the number one sellers.
Okay.
Tilapia fish, one doesn't have much fat, but it has a worse 6-3 ratio than the highest we've ever seen in beef. But yet we get the bad news delivered all the time. Don't eat red meat. Don't eat red meat. Okay? So what we do is we make the meats so that they do qualify for the what's called the Mediterranean diet, where the fruits and nuts and fish and all that stuff, hey, everything that eats Great O can fit right into that diet. Okay.
Right.
What our job then is to create, the demand is already there. It's to get the message to the consumer that, and we like to tell the story, because the tub costs a little more, the farmer decided to spend more, feed the animal better, and now you owe them a little bit more money for the product that you're getting. We know that they're willing to pay that because they go to Whole Foods, Whole Paycheck, pay all that money to get something they feel good about, you know?
Right.
We make We make that regular old hamburger do that. We don't make it. We allow the animal to do that. Now, the good news is, and hopefully only a few hundred thousand are listening, is it really makes you...
My last following count I had was 1.2 million, so you're good.
Oh, okay. We're all right. So, the really good news is the cow does better, gives more milk, rebreeds better, the calf starts off better, and so we believe it makes you money. Now we want them to pay you a little extra. We're working on that. We're not there yet. But so today we sell the tubs in a number of states and stuff. And then, but we're working on a number of programs. And one of the introductions there talked about it is a more direct system to get that message back to the get that message back from the consumer. And a thank you very much, just like we talked about on the veterans.
Right.
And get that back, because there's no question that the consumer's willing to pay that money. They absolutely are. Unfortunately, Jimmy, like a lot of businesses, they aren't always getting what they thought they paid for, you know. And so we want to make sure that they understand. A lot of lack of understanding about our businesses, and I'm saying our businesses, that's the animal and land industry, agriculture in general, and very, very, very little knowledge about what actually goes on today.
Well, how big is that research center that you got? Is that on your land? Is that at Wamego?
Yes. What it is is a 60-acre research center. And what we're doing there is we've got a small research barn for chickens, and we actually ended up building that because it was just so hard to get the universities to move as fast as we wanted to move. And so we have a small flock of chickens there that we're constantly testing. We have our own, the company has its own laboratory. We've ran over 8,000 called essential fatty acid test, so that we know when we do A and B, what happens to C. In other words, how much of the omegas do the animal have, and what the resulting 6-3 ratio is, so we can talk about that. And so that's the one thing we're doing.
So you do other animals, I'm taking it, besides beef. You're doing chicken, and what else you got going?
Yeah. We've got a lot of pig research going. Once again, pretty much the results, the chickens will take the heat back. I should have said the omega-3s that lower inflammation then allows the animal bird to handle the heat stress better. So right before we got this rain, Jimmy, we went through couple of weeks of 104 degrees and humidity like crazy, and those chickens weren't very happy, but they kept laying over 90% daily on the eggs in an uncooled barn, just fans going and vents open and stuff. It's just amazing.
That's a good number.
It's a great number, and it's so interesting because they talk about taking care of animals. Now, that's somebody talking on TV about that, probably ever seen a farm, you know?
Yeah, that's one of my subjects after I get done with you today. So.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because if we could get them up there at that farm, and we can change the feed in the pen with the amount of omegas and tell the attitude of the birds, literally, because the omegas are calming, cooling to the body. Same thing, we see the heat stress coming off the cows. And the pigs, what we see, and these are all the same, the symptoms, the results are, it's the same stuff going on, but like in the pigs, mom will be calmer.
And that's good for a mama pig, because they're mean.
Absolutely. They'll pop up better. They'll give more milk. and we're getting farmers telling us that, you know, they're able to raise another pig, and the chickens, they last longer. The cows, they typically last good anyway and stuff. But the results, in essence, the essential fatty acid, the technology just hasn't been there before to get it down to a price that it could be affordable to do, that our belief is we can now make the producer money. Our next job then is to get them another swing at the ball and to get a premium for that. And so better fed land, we're doing the same thing there. We're feeding it at the molecular level, and depending on how far you want to go, I can talk a little about that.
Yeah, now let's I want to talk about that. When I get back, I'm talking with Bernie Hansen for the SEB Farms. When we get back, we're going to talk about land and how we can help with the land, and also opportunities that the COVID has brought about to everybody in general. So you're listening to Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale at Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Register at lmaauction.com or download the LMA Ringside app. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and we do appreciate it.
Generac backup generators are the industry standard, and Carter Electric in Elk City is your authorized Generac dealer. Let's face it, electricity is a highly needed element in our daily lives. It's a proven fact extreme weather impacts electricity providers. So let Carter Electric help you get the properly sized Generac backup generator for your home or business. Plus, they can professionally install it for you. So anytime the power grid goes out, your backup power switches on automatically. And it's fueled by natural gas or propane, so no refueling needed. Carter Electric, 217 West 12th Street, Elk City. Call 225-2447, your Generac authorized dealer.
We want to sell a product at Terry's Furniture that's a good value for the money. A good value doesn't have much to do with how much it costs when it's new. It has to do with how long that it lasts. A $400 recliner that lasts 5 years is not as good a value as a $600 chair that lasts 10 years. Because if you divide how many dollars you spent by how many years it lasted, that 10-year chair is going to be a better chair for the money. It's a better value, even though it might cost you a few dollars more at the start.
So for value, you're thinking long term.
Exactly. Value is how long something lasts. That's really what value is. If you buy a little tiny pickup to haul bales of hay and spend $40,000 on it, it's not going to last very long. But spend $70,000 on a truck that'll haul bales of hay, a big 3/4 ton diesel, you're going to get 15, 20 years out of it if you treat it correctly. Same thing with a recliner.
Terry's Furniture Showroom.
We're at 2001 South Main in Elk City, Oklahoma, right behind McDonald's.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Well, it's kind of an inside joke, but that guy almost sounds like Mike Dameron. I swear Mike does it perfect. I can't pay him enough to get in here and record me a couple promos. But Mike, if you're listening, I'll up at the 12-pack of beer from 6-pack. But anyway, welcome back to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. I have Bernie Hansen from SEB Farms in Wamego, Kansas, and we're in here talking about how to improve stuff. Because, Bernie, are you there? I didn't hang up on you, did I? Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you there? There you go. Wrong red button. Sorry. I'm new at this. But anyway, before we go talking about that land, I want to get back to a couple items, a couple subjects we were just talking about with the poultry, the swine, the beef, and the dairy. You was talking about on beef how the cows, you know, it's cooled their body and it's improved their milk put out when you production. And when you do that, you're going to have a really happy calf at the other side. But on what, so what in your trials and your tests, this is my curiosity. There's not very many dairy farms left around here, but there's one big corporate one. But how's this helping your test trials in the dairy? What's happening there?
It's amazing. They've been very, very good. And actually, we started with the dairy on our studies. The reason for that, Jimmy, was we wanted to follow the steer calves, bull calves, through the system all the way through. And we really didn't know what would happen with the difference in the genetics. And so we wanted the whole thing because the family tree's only got about five branches on it.
Right.
And so we fed the dairy. Now, what happens there is, same deal, the first pass breeding went up a number of percent. It always depends on how good a job they're doing, what all they're doing for them, barn conditions and all that. But we typically saw an 8 to 12% first pass rebreed improvement, okay? Then we saw... And like one guy said, hey, if I listened to every one of you guys that walked in my door, I wouldn't have to do nothing, and I'd get 200 pounds of milk a day. And so talking about more milk to a dairy, they always kind of shunned that, but we in fact saw better. What we really saw was more production in the last part of the production. They usually go 315 days. They would stay longer and higher because the stress was off and they stayed in milk longer. Now, what we really saw then was they, on the heifers that they stayed back, and they got to get the colostrum, which on the heifers they usually always give the colostrum. On the bulls, they don't. They're learning they need to now.
Right, and I always wondered about that.
Absolutely. That is so, well, they got it down now, Jimmy, that they know that the first 5 hours of these animals' lives, just like the human baby, are so important with that colostrum. And so when getting those omegas in the mom, they're going straight to the kid. We've seen them take 2-3 months off of the heifer development because their organs would develop earlier, they'll breed earlier, and that heifer turning into a cow will last longer. Now, on the feeding side then, what happens is you've got stronger, better developed, and there's tons of proof out there now that the gut microbe determines a lot of the, and ours too, the animal's life and health, okay? What the omegas are doing is allowing that gut microbe to develop with healthy bacteria, so they're better fighters. And we've seen those bulls, steer calves, take off. What happens then, like on the bulls, whether they're and I could never figure this out, Jimmy, because they call them colored cattle and Holsteins. And the Holsteins are two colors. I just can't figure that out. But anyway, either one of them.
You sure you wasn't talking about those Jersey dairy cows that produce chocolate milk, according to the East Coast?
That's a good point. I could have been that. That could have been over what I was.
I want to hear from you, though. Which milk cow out there produces the strawberry milk?
I don't know. One guy told me if I could tell him that, I'd eat by the feed, and I still, no business.
Okay, sorry, but go ahead.
What we can show from several producers is that feeding that mom and the kids, and on like the bull numbers for the bull sales and stuff, and there's a lot of evidence around there that the marbling gene will pop quicker at a younger age and start that. So we got a lot of guys and gals that have bull sales that feed this all the time. They always feed the lick tubs, and then we've got it in the bulk, of course, and stuff, and then they'll up it, you know, for the ones they're going to do the bull sale on. So anyway, that, and essentially, I believe, and people a lot smarter than me believe this, that
but not as old.
Not as old. That's right. Okay.
You shouldn't have told me your age.
Yeah, that's right. So they, but what we're basically doing is allowing the animal to balance the molecular at the molecular level. So the professor case that he did the other day tells me, he said, you know, I don't think that we can say that your omegas are creating a more digestion in the rumen. That's not proven. But what we might be able to say is that the partitioning of energy is different. Now, that really sounded impressive to me, so I said, hell, we'll just go with that. What he was talking about is that if that cow, and it don't matter, cow, chicken, bull, doesn't have that inflammation, they're not using that energy out of that feed to fight that inflammation. Well, what do they do with it? They make another egg. They make another pound of milk. They make another pound of beef. They make a pound of pork. So we think we're really on to something, and that's what. And so we're allowing the animal to use the feed, whatever it is, whether it's your prairie hay here or grass down there or corn or whatever. If you're not fighting inflammation, that body's working.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah. Well, if you just, it's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECL, and I'm talking to Bernie Henson with SEB Farms out of Waumega, Kansas, and we're talking omegas, we're talking cattle, we're talking swine, we're going to get ready to talk here a little bit about land. And what's your program with your land?
What we do there is, and so I became totally intrigued, and I don't work very hard, but I work long. And so I saw what was happening to these animals, and I had people telling me that they could tell visually the difference in their animals when they fed this feed. And I had an old boy tell me that had sold for feed. He's not quite as old as I am, but he'd sold feed for 40 years. And he said, there's probably two or three things in my life that you could visually see the change. Well, I run across this. I like old cars and stuff. And four years ago, I was at a car race just watching. I got introduced to this old boy, and he said, you guys need to know each other. And so I met this guy, and he runs a company called Prairie Food.
Okay.
And I got involved with him, and basically he's doing it. The guy was an engineer that and introduced us, and the reason he did that was he knew us both pretty well, and he said, you guys are doing the same thing. And so I got to talk to this old boy, and basically what he does is feed the soil at the molecular level with carbon. Now, so I started testing 3 years ago with this, and it's feeding the microbes in the soil just like we're feeding at the molecular level in the animal. And so we are now preparing to go to market through the third piece of this third leg to tell the consumer about how much better we can feed the land and the animal. Now, jump forward a little bit. What that does, Jimmy, is when he molecular feeds that product, which is carbon, molecular feeds all the bacteria, fungi, and stuff in the land. The result of that is you get a better profile to the tissues in the corn. Doesn't matter whether it's hay, corn, beans, whatever it is, because that plant is not fighting infection. It's growing tissue. And so you'll see corn that has a heavier weight per bushel because it has more nutrients and protein in it. Same deal with our meat and stuff. And the egg, for example, all the eggs are omega eggs. The eggs, there's more of them and more of the good stuff. Then our job is to tell the consumer, hey, these folks love their animals, take care of them, give them a little more money, give them a little more money. But this prairie food is just now coming to market, and it's actually a Kansas company too. It's based out of Pratt, Kansas, and stuff on it. But it's feeding carbon to the soil, and it's the bugs in the soil. And I was raised on a farm, but I really, really, I know now that I didn't know anything about feeding soil, you know, and so.
No, by far.
Yeah, so it's amazing what it does and what they've seen and stuff. So at the farm that we talked about a while ago, we've got the chicken barn. We're about halfway up with a greenhouse to test the molecular levels on the plants. And then there's like a 30 acres of native pasture there, and it had been untaken care of. So the shrub trees had taken it over 100%. It was a thicket, and we actually shredded that with a forest machine and took it back to native prairie, and we put that prairie food on it, and we'll be testing what is called the SOM score, soil organic matter. What's so important about that is, Jimmy, is thanks to all the whatever you want to call it today, panic or whatever. Soil organic matter has been verified as the method of measuring carbon sequestration. And so if the lights don't go out tonight and we're here tomorrow, that's going to be a big deal.
And I want you to please keep me updated on that, because that land deal really interests me, because I'm working on, you know, we have a lot of different types of ground down here in our listening area. We got to the north of us in Roger Mills County, it's nothing but it's red shale. There's some clay, sandy loam ground along the creeks and the rivers and stuff. And then you get into Beckham County and you got, I don't know how many varieties of soil you have in Beckham County, but it's a bunch. And then you get further south and you get towards the Granite Mountains, you got tighter ground, and over by Hobart, you got tighter ground. When it's getting rain, it raises the best wheat in the world around Hobart and around Willow and stuff. I mean, dry land stuff making 60 to 80 bushel wheat on dry land. You know, that's dry land. But it's different than up there in Kansas, where that's black dirt. I don't care where you're at, that's black dirt up there. I've been all over Kansas, but I want you to keep me updated on that, because it's going to be interesting. I'm going to try some of it.
It may be one of the most exciting things
I know
to come down.
Yeah. You got me excited. Mr. Hansen, it's been a privilege for you to be on with me today on the show, and I appreciate you calling in and taking part of your time. I think you were very interesting. I hope our listeners think you're very interesting, and you put out some good information, because farming and ranching have changed from 50 years ago, because we got to produce so much because there's so many more people, and you know, there, it's a crazy market, and across the oceans, any direction you go, and down south, you know, these people in those countries are catching up with the farming and ranching technologies, and we got to stay on top of ours and offer the best product out there if we're going to sell it.
You're one, it's my pleasure, and you're 100% right. You know, we've done an unjust service, or my generation have. We always kind of kept quiet and let somebody else tell our story, and we just can't do that.
We've
got a wonderful story. Yep.
Yeah, and
yep,
that's why we started this show, is I'm going to tell both sides of the story. I'm not going to be on one side or the other. I'm going to tell the stories that I can find and let everybody be their own judge. But when I'm talking to people like you, that you can improve the product for the consumer, they're going to make more money, and we don't have to worry about these all this other media going on where the producer's only making $150 and our Packers are making $1,200. Well, hey, let's not depend on the government as far as that is my personal opinion. Let's not depend on the government to do that. Let's get out there and do it ourselves, because the beef we raised in 50 years ago compared to what it is today is way better, and everybody needs to get on that train.
100%.
Well, thank you again, and have a great day, and hope you don't get too much more rain up there.
No, we got enough for right now. Dad always said, take it when you can get it. And if six people heard this today that says, you know, this is the truth about agriculture, then it's been a good day, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. And my father-in-law told me, his father said, I'd rather be waiting for it to dry up than to get wet. So,
Well,
have a great day.
You too, sir. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
You're listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. We'll be right back.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, July the 13th, we sold 759 cows, bulls, and calves. Thursday, July the 15th, we sold 3,069 calves and feeders for a total of 3,828 cows for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 78 to 85, thin cows bring 51 to 70-50, with the bulls bringing 70 up to 105. 5 days, your bred cows bring 880 to 1325, with our 9 and older bred cows 910 to 1035. 2 day year old pairs 1250 to 1600. 9 and older pairs 1150 to 1500. Steer and heifer calves called at 3 to 5 higher. I'd say instances 10 higher. Steer cattle, 13 steers weighing 313 bring 215. 350 to 4 weight steers 186 to 199. 4 to 450, 186 to 191. 5 to 550 steers 173 to 190. 6 to 650 steers, 159 to 178. 7 to 750, 148 to 160. 8 to 850, 144 to 151. 9 to 950, 142 up to 150. We sold 161 black steers, one bunch, weighing 925, break 150. 1,050 pound steers, 132 to 139. 30 steers weighing 1103, break 126.50. You better figure these prices. You might want to sell your cattle a little early. On our heifers, 4 to 450, heifers 158 to 167, 5 to 550, heifers 148 to 163.5, 6 to 650, 140 up to 160, 7 to 750, heifers 141 to 152.5, 8 to 850, 133.5 to 142.25, 9 to 950, heifers 120.50 to 137.5, and 36 heifers weighing 982, bring 129.50. For this Tuesday, July the 20th, we will have 30 black bred heifers, home raised, extremely nice. We have a video of them. Call us or look on our Facebook page. Also, 40 other bred cows and pairs. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thank you, Kim Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
If you're like most people in business, you use a computer to get your everyday tasks done. And if something goes wrong with it, you're looking for someone to help you get it fixed and fast. These days, you can't function efficiently without one. Computers save us time and money. So here's my question to you. Who are you going to call when you have computer problems? The innovative technology team near Atwoods in Elk City can help. Wouldn't it be handy to call someone that's willing to come to you and fix the issue? You can even bring your computer in and they'll take a look at it. Think of the peace of mind you'll have. A team of computer people you can call when issues arise. And they will. Just pick up the phone, give them a call at 243-1559. 243-1559. They'll come right out and get you back up and running again. They have IT plans that'll work for any business. Innovative technology serving Elk City and the surrounding area since 1981. 243-1559. And check them out online at ITLPros.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Woo! Welcome back. I was so excited. I got to talk to that gentleman today. He has some interesting stuff. I forgot to have him tell you guys how to get a hold of him. His name is Bernie Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N. You can get a hold of him at 785-320-6451, or go to, you can email him at blhansen@kansas.net. If you got any questions, you can always call in here at the station or text on the text line, and I'll answer your question for you if you didn't get that. But that was some great information today. Weather. We got the weather forecast. I got to talk about the weather forecast. Currently, it's 82 degrees. Been a heat index is 85. It's going to be muggy this week. I'm going to tell you that, even the wind out of the north today. Tonight, we have a 20% chance of rain. Tomorrow, it's 87 degrees. Wednesday, 89. Thursday, 92. Friday, 93. And there's no absolute rain in the forecast except for tonight. We got a 20% chance. That rain's wonderful. So July 22nd, which I think today's the 19th, that makes it Thursday, July 22nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., North Fork of the Red River Conservation District will be out here at Mr. Jimmy Smith's property right here on the north side of Elk, north of the school there. And he's also the district director of North Fork Red River Conservation District. And they were proud to recognize him as a new member of the Oklahoma Conservation Hall of Fame for his contributions, and service as a conservation district director. If you want to go, please RSVP, talk to Cassandra Osher. I got that German name right. Anyway, her number is 580-928-3113, and ask for Cassandra. That's going to be a field exercise out here. If you want a free meal, you got to reserve. So anyway, but that ought to be good. We're going to be talking cover crops, and everybody is starting to use a lot of these cover crops and the whole nine yards. Well, I got a deal that I need to bring up here. Let's go back to it. But Quentin Elliott will be here tomorrow on my third segment. And from the Elk City Farmers Co-op here. And we're going to be talking fertilizer prices, feed prices, and whatever else he wants to talk about. But my favorite weather lady will be here also in the second segment, our first segment, to talk to us about weather and Oklahoma weather and see what she did over the weekend. That'll be all tomorrow. But Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction is happening right now in Clinton, Oklahoma. So if you guys didn't get your cattle over there, you'll have to get them over there next week. But I'll get you numbers from the Elk City Livestock Auction and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction tomorrow. And we'll have that on the update tomorrow. Also, the big sheep and goat sale is going to be going on at the Hobart Stockyards this Saturday. Every fourth Saturday of the month, they have a big auction. Last auction, they had over 800 sheep and goats there. So it's a big thing, and Rex is doing a great thing with that because there's getting to be more and more sheep and goats around this area. So, well, that's all I have for you today. Hope you enjoy these mild temperatures. So have a great day, and God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Hi, I'm Randy Renner on First Oklahoma Ag. The June acreage report from the Department of Agriculture reconfirming tight supplies for the current marketing year, bringing pricing opportunities for soybean farmers. Here's Michael Clements.
Mac Marshall, Vice President of Market Intelligence at the United Soybean Board and U.S. Soybean Export Council, says the report didn't find additional soy acres.
We had the 87.56 million acre figure come in well below the trade expectations. So really what this means for the forthcoming marketing year, we're already in a tight environment. We're going to continue to see a tight environment because we didn't have that new acreage in. We're looking at a crop of 4.4 billion bushels, assuming this acreage and assuming trend yields.
Marshall says tight supplies were already expected before the June acreage report, and weather-related volatility will dictate market action moving forward.
We're operating against the backdrop of incredibly tight inventories, but it had...
Good day, folks. Calvin Wright, Beef Industry News, and coming up, program Increasing Beef Quality and Consumer Confidence. We'll explain in a moment.
Oklahoma owned and Oklahoma grown. At Stillwater Milling Company, manufacturers of A&M feeds. At Stillwater Milling Company, they take pride in the A&M livestock feeds, focusing on quality ingredients that yield quality products. You'll see the fleet of Orange Mack trucks delivering throughout Oklahoma. They want you on their list, whether you're feeding one pony or 1,000 cows. There's A&M feeds that are right for you. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we build the freshest lineup of SUVs in America for everyone. Because the SUVs of the future aren't built for a few. They're built for America. Ford SUVs, drive one today. Based on AutoSource Incorporated data obtained on 10-5-20. Visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer to take advantage of great offers available now on Ford Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Choose from low financing and big cash rebates. See your best in Oklahoma Ford dealer today.
As the Beef Checkoff celebrates its 35th anniversary, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association highlights the successful promotion and research programs that drive the demand for beef. The Beef Quality Assurance Program has improved beef quality and increased consumer confidence for more than 30 years. Managed by NCBA, the Checkoff-funded voluntary BQA program ensures U.S. beef is produced under stringent animal care standards to provide safe, high-quality meat. The BQA program trains farmers and ranchers on best practices and cattle management techniques to ensure their animals and the environment are cared for.
Number one for new country.
KEZO, Elk City.